The Ghana Medical Association is calling for an interagency collaborative effort in tackling the issue of fake drugs in the system. President of the association, Dr. Kwabena Opukwedusei, admits that some of such fake drugs find their way into government hospitals. This, he said, is due to the fact that the central medical stores procures its medicines from the open market. Dr. Opukwedusei tells Radio Ghana that on a number of instances, patients have complained about unusual side effects of some drugs. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
What they are saying is that in reading the newspapers of late, Food and Drugs Authority has been talking about proliferation of substandard drugs in Ghana, some manufactured in Ghana, some imported from elsewhere. What they are saying is that the Food and Drugs Authority may not be able to fight that issue alone. So the host of the mainstream Ministry of Health, all other government agencies, the police, the media, health workers, and everybody, to put our strength together, our eyes together, our ears together, and help the Food and Drugs Authority fight or minimize this substandard medication to the barest minimum.
You are the medical doctors, and you are the people who mainly prescribe drugs and medicines for patients to buy. Is there any way by which you'll be able to determine whether the drugs that you prescribe for the people to buy are not fake?
Scientifically, no. I look at the capsule, I look at the packaging. Something might attract me to that. For example, you have a woman who are bleeding after delivery. You give oxytocin to return it, and they are not working. That might alert you to look at it and make questions. And then I take care of absence. I give them the regular medicines that I know, and they are not working. That may alert me that something might be happening. Other than that, we don't have the requisite scientific way of assessing whether the drug works or not.
Isn't it true that some of these fake medicines find themselves into government hospitals and so-called bigger hospitals too?
If you look at how we procure medicine, by law and by procedure, smaller hospitals are supposed to buy from the regular medical store. And the regular medical stores, they also procure from the open market. If it were the central medical store that were procuring from abroad, and they have ways of checking whether the drugs are good or bad or substandard, that's a different issue. So they also go to the open market and buy and bring it to me. So yes, I know that there are some drugs that come to the diving hospitals that are substandard.
So in the wake of these recent developments, will you advocate that the central medical store or the regional medical store take charge directly in importing the drugs from the manufacturers instead of going to the open market?
And that will reduce the substandard. But for example, if the central medical store imports from all the manufacturing countries and the standards are not there and they buy them from there, the issue will be the same.
Have you, in the course of your practice in recent years, received complaints from your patients who you prescribe medicine for? They go back and come and say the medicines are not working effectively or that they are suffering from some unusual side effects?
Yes, I've had patients who have come back to me complaining of side effects of some medications I've given them, who have come complaining that they take their drugs, they're not giving them the required effect that they think that they should be giving them. Yes, even today, I had one who came and said that anytime he took that drug, he had headache. I measured the BP in the same bed. I think that it might be the cause of that drug that is given. So I've seen the medication.
GMA President Dr. Kwabena Opukwedusei talking to Bubu Klinogo.